This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of would-be travelers are staying put this spring. Joining us live from Uganda for Eye on Travel, CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, good morning. We've talked about how travel to the U.S. has been falling, but now travel from the U.S. is dropping as well. What's going on here?
Well, let's talk about the travel to U.S. first. Last week when we talked, the actual numbers for the Canadians coming to the U.S. was down about 40%. It's now dropped to over 75% drop over last year. And for the foreigners in general, the average is now about 26%. That's a significant drop. And what that means is we're seeing airfares drop because if there are fewer seats being filled coming over here, there are fewer seats being filled going back. So the law of supply and demand weighing very heavily there. However, on domestic travel, as more Americans are opting maybe not to travel overseas but to stay home, domestic airfares are rising. To give you an example, we found an airfare today, round trip from Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia, for $396. That's absurd. You can't get from Philadelphia to Chicago for $396. And yet, the airfares go to Europe. We found 30 of them under $600 round trip. That's never been the case like that. And you add to that the fact that U.S. government agencies, the ones that are still operating, have cut back on their travel. That's another significant drop as well. And that's there's a reason why all the airlines now have cut their quarterly earnings projections in half.
So, Peter, for those of us who are making plans to travel over the summer and into the fall, what can you foresee for us?
Well, for the next 8 weeks or so, if you make a foreign destination travel plan, you're going to benefit from those lower airfares. That's before the airlines can adjust and maybe substituting smaller aircraft or reducing frequency. Because travel tends to be somewhat more resilient, and there will be an increase as we get to the summer. But nothing like last year. For domestic travel, we're going to see more road trips, more folks staying at home, or traveling within the 48 continental U.S. states. And those airfares are going to be going up as we speak.
Peter, tell us a little bit about your trip to Uganda.
Well, I was actually here last night for the premiere of my new public television series show called Hidden Uganda. It's part of our series where I take the audience to places that have no gift shop, no tour bus, no brochure, no guidebook. The experiences that they can't find anywhere else, but they're all accessible to them. It's already premiering on PBS in the U.S. and also on Apple and Amazon, but last night was the premiere for Africa here in Uganda.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks, Peter. That's CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joining us from Uganda for Eye on Travel.